JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, NEPA encourages citizens to protect the environment. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at nickel. Stay with us for the details. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is redoubling its efforts to educate the public on practical ways to improve the environment. This as the agency commemorates National Environmental Awareness Week from June 1 to 7 under the theme Climate Action, Island Protection. Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Deleen Powell, says Jamaicans can help to protect their surroundings by practicing the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Reducing the amount of fossil fuels we may use, also reusing any items that, of course, we may be able to use for any other purpose, and of course, recycling, especially as it relates to our plastics.
NEPA is encouraging the public to take care of the environment as climate change can lead to longer periods of drought and more intense rainfalls and hurricanes. The focus for National Environmental Awareness Week is on crocodiles. Public Relations Officer at NEPA, Deleen Powell, shares an interesting characteristic of this reptile.
A crocodile is shy. Many people may not believe that. They see it as this large, ferocious animal, which it really isn't. Crocodiles tend to shy away from any kind of human contact and will really only stand their ground if they feel as if they're under some kind of threat or during their nesting season when they're seeking to protect their nests or protect their young.
NEPA will be having a crocodile conservation and enviro fair at Hope Zoo on Saturday, June 7, to educate citizens about the role reptiles play in boosting the island's ecosystem. Under Vision 2030, Jamaica is taking steps to ensure businesses in all industries will be more competitive and productive. In achieving this, laws and trade agreements are being implemented in an effort to level the playing field for both large and small producers. The goal of Vision 2030 is to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
Jamaica is a country and a job. And if you want to know if your water is poison, you wash it in China. If you sink a bathroom, the water poison, and if you get up a food, the water don't in poison. When men have sufficient water, then party and beat and dry like you drink coffee. And then say, work it out. My name is Nara Adlam from Quick Step.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Prince Moore. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.